There's no mom manual. We all know that. So this is the place you want to be. To laugh, to learn, to share, to join. The moms couldn't be more different, but best friends, partners, and now family. Melissa is happily married.
Denise is happily divorced.
And they're parenting
worlds apart.
Their thoughts on many things, complete opposite.
Complete opposite.
Grab your friends and join the moms. Here's Denise and Melissa.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is going to be a great show. We have Laura Posada joining us. For those of you who are baseball fans, Laura is the wife of Jorge Posada, but also an incredible mom and entrepreneur, and has done incredible things in the media space and with fitness and health. But what her and her husband are doing today is so admirable and helpful and special. They are organizing efforts to help with the relief and needs in Puerto Rico right now. So we are going to have Laura Posada joining our show.
Yeah, I also want to just highlight that if you have Instagram, you should follow them right now at Laura Posada Life Coach, because they're updating literally like kind of almost every, I don't know, it looks like every 5 hours, 6 hours on new ways that you can be involved. And it's in the Spanish and in English if you're bilingual. So there you go.
Yeah, but it's really, you know, it's unbelievable. Also, you know, I was talking to my kids about it this morning because, you know, when you're not in a place that has had such devastation, it's hard to really understand it. But Puerto Rico is part of our country. And even if it wasn't, you know, it's so important to help people who are in this situation. So we are so glad to learn how to help and how to talk to your kids about it and what we could all do and more from them, because they're just really a special family. So we're thrilled that they're joining us. And I've been keeping up actually with what's going on in Puerto Rico through Texture, because Texture is an incredible service that I hope that you have all downloaded by now. It is an app that has gone beyond delivering just the magazine itself. They've made it easy to find and enjoy the articles you want to read, with daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture makes magazines easy, and there's so many great ones out there like People, Entertainment Weekly, and Vogue. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, and you get over 200 magazines. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/themoms, you get a 14-day free trial. Why subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you can have all of your favorites on your smartphone or tablet all of the time for way less? Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/themoms. That's 14 days to try Texture for free when you go to texture.com/themoms. That's texture.com/themoms. And like I said, for me, I have been getting all of my news there because they have the top stories at the top. So it's just such an easy way to get information. So thank you to Texture for joining the moms.
Yep, that's amazing. I also want to go back just to Puerto Rico for a minute. If you are in the New York area, tomorrow, September 26th through Friday, September 29th, from 11 to 4, you can go to Bronx Draft House. Again, this is on Laura's Instagram, and you can bring everything from bottled water, canned food, cereal, pasta, rice. I mean, it's endless, the amount that they're accepting and that they're going to get down to Puerto Rico. So she'll tell us more about it, but there's a lot happening, and we're really happy to have her on. And I just also want to bring into the mix, like the intro says, work family. We had like massive work family
going on. Real, because a lot of people like actually don't believe it. Melissa and I use the hashtag work wives all the time. And what happened this weekend and what's going to happen tonight is the perfect example. Everybody needs a work wife or work family.
Yeah, totally.
So yesterday, Melissa texted me. She's like, are you around? Are you with the kids?
Help.
What are you doing?
Help. Yeah, no, I literally... You know, first you go to your sitters. You don't want to inconvenience anybody, but then you get to a point and you're like, you know what? You're more comfortable leaving your children with your work wife, work family, friends, etc., your village, than sometimes a babysitter, because it's just more loving in many ways. And so we had to go to a Shiva, and the girls did not want to be dragged around in the car, nor did they want to go. And it was just, you know, it wasn't necessary. And I was like, Dee, where are you, please? And so she made it happen, and we got the kids.
I was
to
like,
you.
I'm at brunch. I have family. Just drop them off. We're going
so
to a
good
friend's house. They'll come with us.
Thank you.
And I took her girls afternoon. And by the way, it's so much easier. But then, and then Melissa sent me all these texts like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I was like, oh, you have no idea what's coming your way. And by the way, it's not a one for one, but I happen to have at the same time been in the middle of a crisis for today.
Yep.
Because I am going to a concert with my boyfriend tonight. I have the most amazing sitter who is getting married, and she is not available this evening because she's doing things for her wedding. My mother, also, who's always available, is having a little procedure tomorrow, so she's not available tonight. Their dad, they normally go to their dad's, you know, we'll switch. I mean, I have a whole village, and my village was not available today. And I feel like I've been with my kids for the last, like, 7 days or 6 days or whatever, and I deserve a night out.
For
sure. So I don't want to have to cancel my plan.
No!
But I also don't like to have anybody stay with my kids who don't know them.
No, for sure.
So Melissa's son, and I'm only telling everybody this because by the time you hear it, it will be over. So, and I live in a building in New York City with a doorman, so... And by the way, I have to just say that for, and I was thinking to myself, Elias is 15, right?
And a half.
And a half.
Almost 16.
And I was babysitting babies in houses at that age. Yeah. And I'm sure people across the country at 15 are babysitting.
For sure.
And I guess maybe that's not the best word. He's hanging with my kids tonight.
Yeah.
And I feel really good about it. And he texted me last night. He's like, can you please tell me the rules for the boys, like bedtime? And I was are so sweet. He's like, yeah, I just want to make sure I know everything.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And you're going to be at a concert down. And I was like, Elias, I'm only going to be like 30 blocks away.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell the doorman. I'll give you the number downstairs. The kids will have eaten
and
dinner.
Do they know that he's coming?
Of course.
They're excited?
So excited.
And they're like, he's just going to hang. But so is he going to put them to bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so funny. So Jaren,
because that's a little weird for Jaren, maybe, right?
So Jaren said to me last night, my son is 12 and they're very good friends. Mm-hmm. And he said, I just want to make sure I go to bed later than Jalen. My kids usually go to bed at the same time.
Yeah.
But I think he doesn't want Elias
to
know.
No, he wants to be cool.
So I said, fine,
sure.
Jalen can go to sleep, but I don't want Jalen to know and be upset.
Yeah.
And Elias will put Jalen to bed first. And then Jaren said to me last night, do you think that Jay is going to ask Elias to rub his head? Because I always rub their heads before they go to sleep. So I was like, no, I don't think he'll do that. But I think that maybe you guys could rub each other's heads.
He'll tell him a story. He tells the best stories. They're a little wacky, but he tells great stories.
But he can't scare them.
No.
So this is the first time that I'm leaving my kids with somebody young.
I feel pressure.
No, he'll be great. But, you know, there's something about having each other and our families. It's really special.
And if there was
unique.
A God forbid, Elias would text me and I'd come over.
Like, and he said that. He asked me, he's like, so is my mom the emergency contact?
Yes.
And I was like, well, yeah. And the doorman who, we live in New York City. We're blessed to be in a building that's very friendly, that has a lot of protection and security. And
you have neighbors.
Right.
Think about a house.
Exactly.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I feel really good about it. And I feel like it's really nice for all of them. It's like a rite of passage and a growing up for all of them that... My kids are mature enough to be left with him, and that he's obviously mature enough to babysit for them. Hang.
It's so great. It really is. He needs that. He needs to feel like extra responsible, I think. And he starts to lose it with the girls. I mean, he'll be so happy to hang with
boys.
Well,
it's different when it's not your own siblings.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, my kids will normally fight and drive each other crazy. Right. But, like, there's no way they're going to do it in front of him.
No. Like, do you think he'll just be like, okay, Jared's 10. You should go to sleep
now. He has to go to bed at 9.
Oh.
Remember? I'm like, this is no joke house. Your kids go to bed too late. My kids. So, yes, Elias will get them into bed. And then I think he wants to do his homework.
He does.
And my kids know that. So I've told them that Elias
has
homework to do.
Right. He's got to get to his homework.
You guys have to be responsible and go to sleep so Elias can do his homework.
Perfect. That's great.
Right.
That's a good out.
I know.
Oh my God, I love it.
So that's our excitement. So next week we'll have to tell you how it went.
Update on the work family.
And we'd love to hear from you about what you do when you're in a bind with a sitter, and have you had friends, kids, babysit your kids, and how does it go? Please tweet us at the moms on Twitter.
Yeah, or email us, moms@themoms.com. We're happy to have you on because it's so interesting when you hear about other people and how they're doing it. I feel like we can all learn from somebody else.
There you go. Or just find a work wife. Start dating for a work wife.
That's good. I like
that.
Right?
It's
a chapter.
Ooh.
Sorry. Wait, I wanted to tell you one other thing that I wanted to just touch upon for a minute, and I just found this interesting. Kids and shopping today is interesting. I'm just going to throw this out here for a minute.
We're totally taking a turn.
I know, but I just have to. So, you know, some people have allowances. Some kids do maybe back to school shopping. You get hand-me-downs, whatever it is. But what's so different today, and I realize, is because of the internet. Like, remember when you used to get a catalog in the mail? Are you following me?
Yes.
And you'd get so excited to see new clothes and new styles, right?
Right.
They see this stuff every single day. And I'm just wondering if there's more of a consumption from a tween and a teen because it's so accessible that you can see all this fashion all the time and want to go shop. My kids want to go shopping all the time. And I don't know if it's because they're searching and they see so much more or...
Well, what do you tell them?
You got a few shirts for back to school. We're done. And right. So Lily went down with her friend shopping this weekend and I gave her money for lunch. And I felt badly about it because... You know, her friend was going on a shopping spree. I was like, you can go and be the advisor and tell her what looks cool or not. You
stylist. Make it fun. Be the stylist.
Right. You went shopping. But I feel like it was hard for her. And did I put her in a situation where, like, maybe she shouldn't have gone because, or do our kids need to learn that they just can't have sometimes, which they can't,
yes,
of course.
They can't have sometimes.
But I don't know. A part of it just, you know, she's so.
By the way, you and I had this conversation 2 weeks ago. When my son was going shopping with your son, and he had never done it before. We're doing all these firsts together. It's so wonderful.
And he played.
And I did give him $30. And then I thought, wow, what if Elias has more money or he spends more money? I felt the same way. But I feel like, by the way, my son came home and spent it irresponsibly. And so...
Lesson learned.
Right. Lesson learned. So I think... I think that...
So just a little tricky. Like, you almost want to ask, like, you and I could have said, you know, like, Elias is older and he works, so he's, you know, like, babysitting or whatever he does, and he has this little small business on the side, so he's got, like, literally a safe full of money. It's crazy.
Right, right.
And so he saves, and so... It's well, his right to saves, go and spend it how he wants to.
That's different.
But so what I'm saying is, I feel like sometimes you may want to ask the other mom, like... And I've done this where, like, how much are you giving your daughter? And
I think that's okay.
I do too, because you don't want it to be hurtful, and you want it to
but
be.
But some people have different philosophies. So if they said that they were giving them more, what would you do?
Like, if
I wouldn't give more just because somebody else is giving more.
No, if Lily and Jaron were going together, because like
then
the same
we would talk about it. But yeah. More work wise, we would both say, "Here's $20."
That's exactly right.
Right.
I know. I just find it all a little, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to navigate sometimes.
Right.
That's all.
Okay.
Okay. So now we are so excited to have on our podcast, Laura Posada. Laura, are you there?
Hi.
We're like praying for you and we're here and we just saw on your Instagram about the Bronx Donation Center. We're going to get that word out too and get stuff up there this week. It's amazing what you're doing. You and Jorge, amazing.
Please, just don't make me say the address because I have too much on my mind right now and I don't remember any.
We already said it.
Right,
we already said it.
But tell us and tell everybody exactly what you're doing. I mean, we know why you're doing it, but it's so important to help others who are in a situation like this. And we've seen now obviously what happened with the hurricane in the Caribbean last week, and now it hit Puerto Rico. And how did you just get involved and get everyone on board to help?
Well, to be really honest with you, I was watching the news and the images from the island, and I saw the devastation and I couldn't take it anymore. So I decided to start the Puerto Rico Hurricane Relief Fund with our own money. And to be completely honest, I didn't know what I was going to do because in the beginning, there's so much and I just wanted to help. So I had no idea. But I knew that if I started raising the funds, eventually I would be able to know how to allocate them to help the people of Puerto Rico. So what has been going on in the past few days, situation in the island is getting worse, and they are basically in need of everything. The whole island is without power. Many of the people have no water. Thousands and thousands of people have lost their homes, and they have nothing. So in the beginning, we were only requesting food and water. But now we need bedding.
We have the list here. It's amazing. It's
yeah,
you want me to read the list
off? Everything. So I'm doing 20 million things at the same time. But in the meantime, yesterday, we were able to send a plane to Puerto Rico. So Jorge, my husband, is down there, and he already delivered a bunch of stuff. So I lost communication with him. I don't know what's going on down there. I only talked to him last night.
Right,
and he said it's terrible. It's terrible.
So tell me, you're working with JetBlue, is that right?
There is a. I don't know if they have announced that yet or no or not. But yes, there is a possibility with JetBlue for October. The run we did yesterday was actually on a plane that we chartered ourselves because we cannot wait. I know there's a lot of people donating money, but right now it's not just about donating money. Like, you need to be hands-on. You need to get down to the island, and you need to help physically, like, deliver the stuff to the people.
Right, so you're basically...
That's what we're trying to do, to get down there as soon as possible.
Okay, so Jorge went, and who did he go with?
Well, we were able to... he just went with my brother and my cousin right now, because there's no, you know, as much as we want to take people to help us, it's more important to get the items down there. So we took a plane and we just loaded it up with stuff, and he's down there, you know, with the family, just helping out.
And
so
do you know,
I don't know
anything?
When he's going to come back. I don't know if he's coming back tomorrow or when. But as soon as he comes back, we're going to take the items that we have, and we're going to go on another run.
Wow.
So if anybody has a plane that they want to help us out, if any airline is listening and they want to join and help, please, like, things are critical, and we all need to get together to help.
It's really incredible what you're doing. And are your kids involved? And what do you tell your kids about what you're doing?
My kids are definitely involved. I mean, we had an event here in Miami on Saturday where we had a location and we were receiving all the items on the list. So, you know, my kids were there helping out, you know, receiving stuff, packing stuff. They have shared it on their social media accounts with their friends. And, you know, they know where we came from, and they understand the importance of working together as a family and giving back, because, you know, thank God, you know, we have been privileged and we have a lot, but we never forget, you know, that we're from Puerto Rico, and that little island made us the people who we are. So it's important not just to do it ourselves, but also to teach the kids and the future generations that sometimes I think, you know, this generation now, kids are a little entitled. And they feel like they deserve everything without working for things. Mm. And that's not the way it is. You know, you have to work hard and you have to help other people and you have to build relationships and make the world a better place.
Right. And Laura, we've worked with you before. We've met through, I think, social media and through friends, and we've built this relationship, and we love to support you, and we've seen firsthand how much good you and your husband do and in everything that you do as parents and for your community and for other people. So how can other people get involved if, you know, if this isn't for them, but really to pass along that important message that you just spoke about to kids not being entitled today?
Well, I mean, if they want to help us specifically, they can donate to our fund, youcaring.com/Laura and Jorge Posada. But even if it's not, you know, through our fund, just do whatever you can. If you can donate, donate. If you can donate items, do that. If you can donate your time, do that. But don't just sit there and do nothing, because you never know. Look at what happened in Houston. Look at what happened in Mexico. I mean, it can happen to any of us at any time. And these natural disasters, they don't discriminate. They don't know religion. They don't know sex. They don't know ethnicity. So it's really important that we understand that, you know, this whole world belongs to all of us, and all of us need to work united to make it a better place.
Wait, Laura, listen, so we're just going to regram what you put out for the Bronx Draft House, which is Tuesday through Friday. The question I have is, anybody can come down and drop any of the specific items, but the question I have for you is, how are you going to then get them to Puerto Rico? And do you need help there? I know you said you need a plane. We don't have a plane, but, like, how can we help get the Bronx stuff down to Puerto Rico? How are you doing that?
Well, I think we have the distribution plan from Miami. So we have that set up. So if anybody has trucks that they can bring things down to Miami, if anybody has a shipping company, a moving company, that they can donate their trucks and bring things down to Miami, even if they have a relationship with UPS, with FedEx, U.S. Post Office, whoever can help, if you can get the things down here to Miami, we already have people that have ships that are helping us bring those things down to Puerto Rico. Obviously, the fastest way is to do it via air, but I mean, we're not discriminating. If you have ships that we can load stuff on and bring them down to Puerto Rico, that's an option too. And obviously, these are our ideas and things that we have thought of in the past couple of days. But remember, all of this is happening really fast.
Right.
And things
are
getting worse before we can keep up with what's going on. So if anybody has other ideas, any other suggestions, jump in, you know, write to us. Let us know. You can email team@lauraposada.com and or even at the fundraiser online at YouCaring. Email us and let us know your ideas. I mean, we're open to suggestions. We're open for help. We need hands, and we'll take any help we can get.
Right. Say the name again. Say the email again, please, Laura. Say it again.
team@lauraposada.com.
Right. And I wanted to say also, because we don't want to forget about what happened in Houston also, which is also part of our country, obviously. Are you talking to people there about their efforts, and did you use what was being done for Houston as a guideline?
Definitely. I've been talking to this lady who has been working with different disasters all over the world for like the past 20 years. And she has this solar lights that people can use at night that last up to 12 hours. So I talked to one of my contacts in Puerto Rico, a celebrity there. Her name is Daniela Dross, and she told me that they're in desperate need of light because at night everything is pitch black. So I've been talking to this lady, and we're looking at the possibility of purchasing some of those solar lights so that we can also send them down to the island so that at least people have some visibility at night besides candles and flashlights, because they're running out of candles, matches, and batteries for the flashlights.
Right. And
so
it's really
I'm taking,
to
you know, her example and her experience and applying it to Puerto Rico as well. And she was also recently in Houston. So right after Houston, she had to jump on this.
Well, it's really incredible what you're doing, Laura, and we want to thank you for sharing that, and we want to remind everyone that if they don't have money, if they don't have planes, if they don't have solar lights, there are still ways to help. So they can go to your website again, which is?
They can go to our YouCaring page. It's youcaring.com/Laura and Jorge Posada. So I think that's the easiest way to communicate right now. Or they can go to team@lauraposada.com. and send us an email and help us out, please.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for everything that you're doing.
Laura, thank you so much. We just put this on our Instagram at the Moms Network and tagged a lot of people with a lot of followers asking them to regram, repost. So we're praying, okay?
Well, ladies, you're amazing. You have always supported me. So I want to say thank you. I love you. And thank you for your help, you know, with this disaster in Puerto Rico.
And we love you and everything that you do and all the good that you do. So thank you. And thank you for joining us. And we'll be in touch and help in any way that we can as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you.
Love you.
Bye, Laura.
And that's like the power of moms. You know, we met her years ago. I don't even remember how, but through the play. No, it was before that, through social media, through friends. And we had her on our television show. And we've just stayed in touch.
You went to interview her.
I did. I went to interview her when her husband was still playing for the Yankees. And she and I connected because she was just such a hardworking mom. And they've written books and they've gone through some difficult things with their son, who was born with a cranial disorder, and they've just really put everything out there and just supported people. And
I know, but what she said was, and it's so true, you sit there and you watch CNN for so long and you're like sitting in your apartment, you have a roof over your head and you're like, what can I do? And she just started doing it.
Right.
She just started doing it.
That's a great example. So we love Laura Posada.
So there's your mom's homework for the week.
There you go.
Just freaking do
that's
it.
Exactly
like Nike
right.
says. There's nothing else to say on that note.
Right. No, but there is. I mean, because we can just talk about it for one more second. It doesn't, if you don't have the money to help, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have a plane. You don't have to have the resources that they do. You know, you could do something
you
with your kids.
Door to door.
Right.
Do you have a water bottle? We're going to go up to the Bronx this weekend because everyone in Puerto Rico needs water.
They need everything.
And just think, if you went around to your whole subdivision, you could collect 50 water bottles by the end of the day. And then ask your friend who has a truck. And then that friend who has a truck, maybe a truck driver for a truck driving company. She needs truck drivers right now. Like, we're going to have to fix this.
Right. So everybody can help. That is the homework of the day is that even if you're not Jorge Posada or a Major League Baseball player's wife, they need so much help right now in Puerto Rico and in Houston. So on this continent, it's not just the islands. So
go through your pantry right now. What shampoo do you not need? Or can you go to Duane Reade and buy a couple bottles of shampoo? The list is on our Instagram at The Moms Network and on our Facebook page. We're going to put it on our Twitter at The Moms. There's an entire list. If you're in the New York or tri-state area, come to the Bronx, please, and bring many of these items. You will see Denise
or
and I.
Or if you're not in New York and you're across the country,
ship them to
just
us.
Google it. There's so many people and places that need your help, and there's a lot of probably areas that are accepting the donations. So just Google it. It's like one easy Google search, I'm sure.
And if you have a great idea or you have another way to help, again, you can email team@laurapasada.com. We want to thank Laura again for joining us. I want to thank my work wife, Denise, for this past weekend. And I hope my son behaves himself tonight.
You'll have to listen next week to hear about it.
The updates.
So I'll be out having fun tonight while our kids, the work family, is all together.
That's right.
So stay tuned for the update.
Okay, have a great week, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye.